Hello, I'm Bonnie Burkert, and this is Truth Be Told, Transformation, sharing tools for transformation to live your highest truth. So today I'd like to discover and explore some of the truths that come from other cultures, and a culture that I'm personally quite interested in, Japan. So I'm very happy to introduce our guest, Yoichi Utebi. Hi, Yoichi.
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Thank you. Well, you can see over Yoichi's shoulder, if you happen to be watching on YouTube or if you're listening, he is the producer of an upcoming film called The Cherry Bushido. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk a little bit. This is a spiritual film, yet also in the tradition of the samurai warrior kendo. And I think it's going to be such an interesting discussion, blending all of these different philosophies, mm-hmm. as well as a message that seems to apply to current day. So let's talk first off with the introduction as to what does it mean, Bushido?
Okay, so cherry Bushido, cherry is like, you can see in the back here, there's a cherry blossom here.
Yes.
Right, and you can see the Mount Fuji as well. Right, so it's a spirit of Japan. You know, we call it Yamato spirit, but it's a spirit of Japan. And Bushido is, I don't know, if somebody is interested in like a martial art or Japanese culture, you might have heard of the word Bushido. But I don't think some of them, from what I've been speaking, or the producers and the movie people around in Hollywood, not many people even know that the meaning of Bushido. They were like, what, Bushido, what is it, right?
Yes.
So Bushido is it's very old tradition, Japanese traditional way of life or way of living for samurai. So it's like a code of samurai.
Okay.
Right. So samurai's way. So if you hear that, you might kind of have an image, you know, the samurai warriors, right? So that's the way of life that they were living. In the worst of world, I think we can call it as like the code of knights in England.
Yes.
Or the
chivalry. That's chivalry. A very interesting comparison. Yeah. I know when
it's similar to chivalry.
Okay.
Guess.
Yeah,
but
that's
it has
great.
Really a lot of a Japanese spirit in it, I guess.
Well, very ancient, and a code of ethics, a code of moral ethics. And then would you say that there is a physical practice that goes with that as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. So because samurais, right? Samurais, they are warriors. So all the spirit in samurai warriors' spirit has been transformed into kendo. I don't know if you know. Kendo is a very traditional Japanese, I guess you can say sports nowadays, right? And the spirit of Kendo is spirit of Bushido. And that comes from the warriors that used to, you know, samurai warriors that used to live. And this Bushido, we don't know the actual origin, but we know it existed like 800 years ago, at least. And so samurai warriors, they have the like a swordsmanship, you know, how to use this actual swords, but that was not enough for them. So they combined Buddhism, Shintoism, and Confucianism. Those are very popular religions that the Bushido samurais were studying. So they combined this. That's why it's not just how to use the swords, but also there's a morality and ethics to it. But you know, a lot of times the spirits of Bushido is incorporated into martial arts. So if you do like a karate, judo, kendo, all these Japanese martial arts have the teachings. Right in the center of the teaching is Bushido spirits. And there's eight conducts or eight virtues of Bushido that we talk about.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Virtues, okay.
Okay.
So, you know, usually if you like Google the internet, mm-hmm. you're going to find seven virtues. But since we are happy science, we are religious, or we are spiritual, I'm spiritual, I add one more and I add faith to it.
Okay.
So there's eight virtues. One is like justice, you know, integrity and righteousness. That's very important nowadays, especially now. What is right and what is wrong, right? So, you know, you need to align with the justice from your inner self, but also from, you know, what the God's eye or the universe's eye, if you don't like to use the word God's, Buddha, God, universe, we're all the same, all come from one source, right? So really, you know, to see what is right and what is wrong from higher perspective, that's why it's important. So that's integrity, righteousness. And the second point is the courage. You know, courage is really nowadays to step up and speak out or even act upon what you think or what the society think is right. And so sometimes you need the courage. So Bushido warriors had courage and they had respect. So respect is, I think, it's a foundation of communication with each other. It's a manner, it's a kindness, it's a caring for each other. So respecting each other is very important. It's a very Japanese way, you know, of understanding. And another one is, number four is compassion. It's love, right? We all know from Jesus' teaching, love is not to take from others, but love is to give. So let's be conscious, everybody around us. Okay? And number five is honesty and sincerity. You know, when you talk about honesty, first you have to be honest to yourself. You know, that's challenging nowadays. Really be honest to your God's nature, Buddha nature within yourself. And I think many people would be ashamed of themselves if they really think it that way. But you also want to be, you know, honest to other people as well. So you don't want to cheat or lie. You don't want to make any excuses, right? You know, always keep your promises, and that's how you gain trust. So samurai was always honest and very sincere. And number six is honor. Again, this is it's kind of difficult to describe honor in modern days, but I would say selflessness. I'll put it in a way, it's selflessness. You know, like, to put aside what you want to do and what you think is the best thing to do, but think about what is better for others instead of for just for yourself, but think about others first. I think that is like honor. And also the last one is loyalty. Again, loyalty is very similar to honor. It's a sense of nobility. It's a high morality, you know, and also same thing, and selflessness. The last one is faith. I think at the end of the day, even how much you practice these seven virtues, if you don't have the right faith, you don't have anything that you rely on, or if you think like you are the best, you know, the humans are the best, and we are like the God, then that's the ego, and we that is not how the Bushido spirit should be. And you know, having faith in higher existence, that's how humans all we can become humble, and that's how we can practice these seven other eight, you know, virtues, and coming all together, that combines into like a core spirit of Japan. So in short,
that's
summary.
Great. No, thank you. That's really great. So all right, so I've taken note of all of these, and we'll come back to them. I would like to, you know, again, as the producer of the film, I'd like to invite you to tell us a little bit about the film and how maybe some of these virtues that you've mentioned will be conveyed in the story that's being shared.
Okay, so there's a girl you can see. I'm sorry, it's here, right? I'm sorry.
We'll make sure that there are links everywhere for you to check it out, just so you know, because she's fabulous. And yes, so go ahead. She's the star. And
yes, she's a very famous actor in Japan. There's a lot of famous actors in this movie as well. But the story takes in Japan, of course. And Japan is facing a great danger of a missile attack and invasion from a neighboring country called Sodola Republic. And it's, of course, fictional country's name. But, you know, if you see the reality in the world, you can kind of assume which countries we are talking about here, right? And so the courage girl, okay, she's like the national champion of kendo in Japan. She's like the top-notch kendo girl. She's like a really Bushido-spirited girl, which is very rare to find nowadays in Japan. And so one day she goes through a lot of difficult, you know, she meets a lot of people, and she realizes that she has a mission. You know, she has a mission to really to protect Japan. So she has a big burden in her shoulder. She wakes up, you know, she's awakened to it. And there is a demon called Demon of Hades in the spiritual world. He's a bad guy, okay? And he's the one who's actually controlling the Sodora Republic from behind the scene.
Right. He's
And
like in an he's kind of he's in an alternate dimension,
yeah,
correct?
that's right.
Which
Yeah,
is but he's affecting things in the present in the present 3D world, which is
that's
pretty
right. That's
creepy.
right. That's right. That's right. So she, you know, they find out that he's the guy that they need to defeat. So what they do is they go out of the body, astral travel, they go out to the body and into that spiritual world. That's the world that Hades is living. And they fight, you know, but they fight for the love of the country. They fight for the people that they love. And at the end of the day, see what happens. Yeah. So in very
Okay,
short
yeah, don't tell
summary,
us.
it's very exciting and very action-oriented Japanese movie with a lot of action. But because you know we are happy science, we are spiritual things that we want to convey to the world. So there's a lot of important messages in this movie, I would say.
No, I like that. It's a good blend,
Yeah.
and I'm a big fan of introducing spiritual motifs through action. And we've seen that in classic films like a Star Wars, even,
That's
correct? I
right.
mean,
Yes.
so and there's many others, but that was the first thing that came to mind. So, Yoishi, you mentioned Happy Science, so why don't you introduce that as well?
Okay, so Happy Science. Thank you for letting me introduce Happy Science. Happy Science is a spiritual movement. We have a we are religious corporation in Japan. So you could say we are a religious organization. In the United States, it's a non-profit organization, NPO. Happy Science was established by the producer of this film. His name is Ryuho Okawa in 1986. And since then, you know, the Happy Science has been really, really active in Japan and also around the world. There's branches everywhere around the world, and we are spread over 140 countries or something. So most countries, even how small it is, there's Happy Science in the country. And we try to you know, seek the true happiness that is happiness of this materialistic world, because it's important that we are happy here. But at the same time, we don't want to lose the true happiness of the spiritual happiness that is inside. So we want to show the way of how to be successful in this world and be happy, but also be very happy and peaceful and have a serenity over your mind spiritually. So it's like a balance between spirituality and this life.
Yes.
Very
So,
short explanation, yeah.
no, that's excellent. Now, would you tell me why the term science in Happy Science? I'm fascinated with that.
In Japanese, it's called Kofuku no Kagaku, which means science of happiness. It's
Okay.
not happiness, so it's really science of happiness. So, you know, happiness comes from inside, not just outside. Sometimes outside too, but most of it's more important inside, because how poor you are, or how rich, or let's say, even how rich you are. If you are not happy and you are fulfilled inside, have happiness, you are not happy. But even how not wealthy you are, if you are happy inside, then you are happy spiritually. So, you know, you need to science your mind. You really explore, you know, go deep into your heart and your mind and spirituality to find what is true happiness for your soul and for your spirit. So that is really like sciencing, you know, discovering what is true happiness or the truth about yourself. So that's why it's called happy science. Instead of saying science of happiness, you just kind of flipped it and it just says happy science. Yeah, it's more
Well, no, I'm
simple.
all about a good catchy
Yeah, it's
name, so
kind of
I
catchy,
like
yeah.
that. Good branding. No, it's interesting, and I'm a yogi, and the practice, my discipline, it's referred to as a technology as well. So I think that just having a chance to look at it as there are steps to
That's
this,
right. Yeah,
right?
definitely, yeah.
And
Your
certainly a
happiness.
practice and a procedure that one can, how one can live one's life for certain results. So I really want to convey that with everyone I talk to, because we are all, I'm sharing with different speakers that have different ways of doing this. And I'm so, it's great to talk to somebody from Japan to learn more about your point of view on this. And because a lot of, I mean, certainly Buddhist traditions and Zen and right, and Nichiren Shoshu Buddhism is something that I'm familiar with from quite some time ago, you know, long time familiarity with that. So it's interesting to see where you're at now in you know, the 2020s, and how things are going and developing. And I'm sure people need it more than ever. They certainly do in this country. So I don't know how it would be any more different, any different, in your country. So now tell me, I'd love to know. Let's bring it back to the film. So I understand your concept and what is needed, and with through Happy Science and what you wish to convey. So by storytelling through some of the Kendo samurai traditions and certainly action, do you feel that it has an appeal to perhaps younger audiences, but maybe broader, because we look to the East for some amazing action movies. So tell me your thoughts on that as this all came together.
Definitely. Our target audience is everybody. The spirituality is for everybody. So for the adult, it has a very direct message of like a danger that we are facing in this world today. You know, danger of communism. It could be totalitarianism, dictatorship, censoring world, you know, world of Orwellian, severancing world, the government trying to sever, you know, severance our life, control our life. It's a fight for the freedom. So, you know, there's a lot of things that's happening around the world. It really connects directly to this movie. So it's a great, you know, thing for the adults to watch. But also, it's kind of exciting and entertainment, you know, and these younger generations, right? Heroes and heroines, they actually leave their body and go to a, you know, different space and fight the bad guys. So it's a great I think movie for the younger age as well. It's right, by the way, it's rated PG-13. We just been rated US, so anybody who's over, you know, under over 13 can go with your friends. And I think it's a very good way to share the message for the younger generation today, around the world, especially it could be in the United States too, because, you know, kids love the virtual world. You know, they are all into virtual world, and they love Japanese anime, and they are more familiar actually with Japanese culture than some of the adults in America. They know so much about Japanese culture through manga and animation. So it has like an animation kind of touch. It's like Avengers or, you know, Marvel kind of touch. It's not, we didn't spend much money on it, so it's not that high quality, but the energy is there. So I think it'll be a great movie for for younger generations to watch and learn something from it, something very important, you know, for
I
way of
love that.
thinking.
I thought your effects were pretty darn good, but you didn't have a $220 million budget the way like Marvel does with their movies.
Tiny, tiny, tiny.
Well, no, that's not to, you know, it's not to put away from, you know, again, like some great color and just great characters. I mean, it's fun, and it really, and what I've seen, it really conveys quite a bit about life in Japan, and I like that. And one of the things I wanted to see was talk to you about was the meditation that I saw. So there was some beautiful meditating that was going on, and some of the techniques. So tell me about that in the movie, and I mean, to what extent that also is part of your practice
Sure,
in as
yeah. So they meditate called meditation called Eightfold Path. It's a very traditional not Japanese, Buddhism, because Happy Science incorporate a lot of Buddhism as a base. So they look into themselves, you know, each day, and really look deep inside and to self-reflect upon the deeds and their thoughts and their action and things like that. And there's another important message that we want to convey is called One Day, One Life. One day,
Yes.
one life.
Okay.
Means live your day, live today as if it's your last day. And that is very like a samurai spirit way of thinking, because you know, in samurai days, warrior days, right? They used to have a sword, you know, by your, the hip, and they'll walk down the street. If they meet somebody and they decide to take out the sword, that's the time either you're gonna either die or he's gonna die, right? So they were always facing death every day, every single day. So you know, death and was so going living was so serious for them. So you know, the idea of one day one life comes from there, that you know, do not regret your day. You know, when you if you are going to happen to die 7 p.m. tonight, what are the things that you regret if you don't do it right now? If you think about it, I think there's so much things that you want to do or you should have done before you leave this body and go back to heaven. So, you know, every day in the morning when you wake up, you know, just think about one day, one life. What is it that I should be doing today? Let's practice this, let's do this, do that, do that. So it's a very practical way, but also it kind of makes you a very morally, high morality and high level of spirituality, a one day, one life kind of thinking. So that is like a very important message we also want to convey to this movie.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I kind of want to talk to you about that because I feel that sometimes younger people, and perhaps I'm speaking about myself in my younger, wilder years, they would just like live each day as if it's your last. And that is almost an invitation to just go crazy and do dumb things like, you know what I'm talking about. Like just
Yeah,
getting,
it's fun, but
yeah, just getting right. Do you know what I mean? So I think that you know, for anyone that may be hearing this at some point, I know that as I've gotten older and wiser, it's not necessarily about dumbing the senses. If anything, you want to be more presently here than ever. So when Yoishi talks to us about one day, one life, and living as if it could be your last, it's really actually probably about being crystal clear, right? And just
It's so
taking
clear.
it in its fullest, and not the escapism that some people, crazy, you know, are taking it as escapism because we're going to be gone anyway. So,
Right. It's gonna end today. The life is gonna end today anyway, so let's just do whatever we want to do, kind of idea, right? That's the wrong way to take it,
So something a little bit more transcendent, one can hope, and I hope that we're all going to explore. So right through all of this. Now you've talked about some of the moral codes, and it's interesting. And one of the first things you said in the list of eight or nine was it was justice.
Justice,
And
yeah.
you know, I think it kind of harkens back to the days that our knights or samurai warriors were, I mean, it's interesting because there was a lot, like you say, they were there with the sword and people died a lot regularly. In a different way than nowadays. So I think that as our world gets more and more populated, we probably need to take a look at, I mean, the different forms of justice for different people and ultimately knowing
That's
peace.
right. That's right. So, you know, Master Okawa from Happy Science, the founder and also the producer, executive producer, you know, he said, Bushido, I just had to have this on paper, so I'm just reading. He said that Bushido is like the way of life of a brave soul, the way of life of a brave soul that has chosen the path of justice over self-interest. So that's like Bushido in one word. It's a brave soul. People, those souls are very brave. They stand up and they choose the path of justice over their self-interest. So if there is a self-interest in it, then is it justice or not? I don't know. That's the question that we had to ask, I think. For example, I think the best example is a Lincoln. I hope everybody likes Lincoln. Do not be offended if you don't like Lincoln. There's a free will. So sometimes people like Lincoln, but sometimes people don't. That's the world we're living in. But you know, Lincoln, he put his life, his entire life to end slavery because he heard the voice of God. You know, this is a wrong thing for the humanity. So Lincoln, you have to end the slavery. And he said he heard the voices of God, so he went out there and do it. But in order to do that, to complete his mission, you know, the young generation's life, 600,000, maybe like 1 million, some people say, lives had to be lost. The innocent life has to be lost. So I'm sure Lincoln went through so much struggle through his life of losing so much innocent lives just to realize what he thinks is the right thing to do. But he knew it wasn't for himself, it was the God's voice. So, you know, he was assassinated at the theater. But before he was assassinated at the theater, you know, there's a story that he saw a dream like at least three times that he was going to be assassinated at the theater. So all the guardmen and family people said, don't go to the theater because it's not a good thing to do. He knew he was going to be assassinated, but he went there anyway because he knew that was a kind of responsibility and to take, that he needed to take to finish off the things that he had to do. So that's kind of, you know, samurai spirit, I think.
Fabulous. Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for telling some of our own U.S. history. I mean, it's really, really great. No, I appreciate that. And I've definitely been thinking about President Lincoln, you know, with the celebration of him at the time of taping.
Yeah.
And so, that's a really great example. And that does take courageousness. And I think it's something that we need right now, because there's a lot of, unfortunately, we have to stand. This is part of the messaging of the show as well, standing in our truth.
Yeah.
And there's all these kind of crazy, there's this whole sort of alternate truth that people talk about right now, right? That's like a creepy sort of subversion that exists out there on the internet and other places. And so I really, I think that it's great that we are, you're inviting people to turn inwards, to kind of listen, really listen to that moral code.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's so difficult. Just look around the world, what's happening between US and Russia and, you know, China and Canada. Every world, there's some things happening, and we have to ask what is true justice, you know. And it's just so difficult nowadays to really judge what is right and what is wrong. It's probably one of the most difficult days now, I think. So it's a big challenge even for us, right? Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. So let's talk one of the other points, and that is kind of about the royalty or morality. And I think it sort of interweaves here, but you take it up to another level, I feel, and maybe an invitation for people that want to be on this path and knowing that there's a responsibility. Right?
That's right.
To become regal in your passion, in your truth.
Yes, definitely. Responsibility is something. It's very, very important, I think. So, you know, being loyal means, I think loyal means loyal to yourself, right?
Yeah.
And to be selfless and to give love and do the things that other people want you to do for them, not the things you want them for do you want them to do for you. You know, it's opposite. Usually people would want that person sitting next to you to do what you want them to do. But, you know, how many people actually think about what would they want me to do for them? You know, so those are kind of ideas that really need to be to have as a baseline. And you said, as you say, responsibility, I think, comes in, you know, with that. Definitely.
So let's bring it. Talking about the movie, how was it working with the actors? Did they get trained in on some of the philosophy to bring it to make it that much more authentic? I mean, I was just kind of curious.
Yeah. Of course. And also trying to convey the true spirit of Bushido is probably the hardest part. It's the spirituality side, because anybody can, you know, get trained, you know, how to use a sword and do this and do that, right? Anybody can, I mean, not anybody, but if you're a pretty sporty person, if you're trained by the specialist, you know, there's a specialist who does that, right? Of course. And I'm sure everybody, right, all the actors and actresses has been trained, but to understand the spiritual side, the true inner side of Bushido spirit is probably the hardest part. And I don't know, maybe we weren't able to convey that part as much as we really wanted to, because we didn't want to keep it like a superficial, just how it looks, but it has to come from within inside. Because when people watch it, and it, when people we are as humans are inspired by something, we are inspired not just by with eyes. Of course, eyes are very important, and ear, you hear and you see. But you know, the sixth sense, you know, the spirituality is where we really react. The human beings, as human beings, we react and get inspired. So you know, when we create any movies in Happy Science, the most effort that we put in is not just how it should look and how it should come together, but the energy, the spirituality, how much of passion and love there is within that, you know, 2 hours. So when they watch the movie and when they go out, they're gonna say, "Oh, it was a good movie. I mean, that part could be better. That could, you know, could be better." Of course, there's always a critical point, but I just want everybody, you know, all our producers and executive, you know, producer Ryo Oka, we want people to feel that energy of like goodness when they leave. So yes, you know, after all, I just feel something good about myself, and I wanna do something good for the world. That's the kind of energy and the thinking and spirituality we want to, you know, incorporate into any films that we create. And that's our mission of why we are doing this, you know, creating the movies to the world.
Bravo. Yes. Well, we certainly need more of that. I mean, too often I go through series and it's really crazy how they kind of end up. I mean, you're invested and then you end up really feeling very hollow at the end, Game of Thrones. I mean, that's not a great example because it's a very, that was always violent, crazily violent from the beginning.
There's a lot of you know, I mean, it's good, exciting, but Happy Science, we there's three major pillars. Any movie that we make is there has to be a truth, goodness, and beauty. Those three has to be incorporated into a movie. So for some people, it might be a little boring, but I think the world needs something like that as well. Somebody has to make a movie like
No, it's
that.
grand. It's grand. All right. So this is very specific, but tell me more about the astral travel. Is that something that you personally know about? And
I personally, no, I can't do
okay, I
that.
was just
Can
curious
you?
if that
Can
was
you?
strictly, well, no, but I mean, maybe. But I think it's very interesting. I
It
here's
is.
a technique I heard one time. So everyone can try this. When you're dreaming and you feel it, and you know, when you're dreaming and you're really in the dream, you're supposed to, at that point, look down and see your hands. So not every dream you're going to really sort of feel that engaged, but some dreams you're really in it. And so apparently, if you can look down in your hands, it creates a new control and you're placing yourself kind of in this other dimension that you're sleeping in. So I don't know. You could try that.
Interesting.
Now,
No,
that's
I'm
maybe the
gonna try it
beginnings.
tonight.
That's the
That's very
beginnings of
interesting.
astral travel.
Interesting, because you know, if you have the consciousness in you and in your dream, you know, you might be able to do that. So I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try.
Let's
I'm
just,
definitely gonna.
yeah, when we dream, and I think, you know, if we're talking about
Interesting.
dreaming, by the way, because I think that's just sort of the first step. And then with astral travel, for
Definitely.
example, in the
That's
movie,
right.
they're meditating, right?
That's
So
right.
they're guided in the practice of meditation to attain that. And
Definitely.
that stands everything from the breath to the posture, right? A proper,
That's right,
correct
everything.
spinal alignment, right? So for that energy. And again, that's in the movie. That's a vehicle for the movie.
That's a
That's not
vehicle,
just
yes.
something that you're doing as a as you know, as a speaker and minister for Happy Science, but nevertheless, intriguing and certainly mystifying, which could be of interest to people. But I think it's great again to see just some of the little samples and of again, sort of the softer side of martial arts. I mean, just to remind people, and I say soft, but really it's not. I mean, being a spiritual warrior actually takes a lot of courage, just like everything
That's
that
right.
Yoishi's been talking about, that we've been talking about here. It takes a lot of courage to stay that path, and maybe people think that, you know, they don't understand what you're talking about and you've changed and things like that. So I think these are all just, again, conversations and different people. I mean, Yoichi and I before the call talked about our past in the music business.
Yes,
crazy
yes.
rock and roll in New York
yeah,
City, and
yeah,
yet
yeah.
here we are. And this is like, you know, spirituality maybe is
yes.
that new kind of high, right?
That's right. It's a new rock and roll, definitely.
The new rock and roll.
No more hair down to here. I have hair up to here now.
It looks very. It's still now. You're just punk rock. You know, yeah. You're not metal. You're not as much metal. You're just kind of punk rock now, Yoichi. So. No, it's really.
I still have this.
What do we got? Oh, we are looking at a beautiful guitar.
Yeah, this is something I cannot go out with. So I mean, I cannot lose. So
please don't.
I still have it.
No,
and I enjoy it. It's as part of my, you know, hobby in my life, and it's a balance. I think everything is a balance, right? So.
No, I definitely agree.
Sometimes it's good that you go out there and have fun. Of course, we need to have that, you know, that kind of moments in your life as well. But at the end of the day, you know, hopefully people will land somewhere safe and sound.
And happy.
Peaceful and happy.
And happy, right?
Definitely, yes.
All right, everybody. So this is taped in February of 2022 at some point, you know, soon after taping here, you'll be able to see the Cherry Bushido in theaters around the
yes,
country, around,
that's right.
You know, a number of markets. In the U.S., there will also be other streaming rights. So there's a link to the website to find out more about how you can see this and experience it. And again, sharing some of the traditions of Japanese culture, philosophy, mm-hmm. spirituality, and yet bringing it to modern day conversation
that's
of how
right.
people can really walk this path and the relevance of, you know, perhaps even international, you know, intrigue, if you will. Or
yeah.
So. It's really important, and I just want to say arigato for
arigato
coming
gozaimasu.
and speaking with us. I learned a lot, and it's really beautiful to see what you're up to, and thank you so much for joining us on Truth Be Told.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All thank right. You. Sayonara.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was really great, and I'm really
okay.
happy that you're listening
thank
and
you
watching
so much.
On Truth Be Told Transformation. I'm Bonnie Burkert, and with a new episode every Wednesday, and we also have new episodes from Tony Sweet live every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific with Truth Be Told, bringing you ufology, paranormal, and all kinds of up-to-date wow factors on what's happening out there. And then we mustn't forget Robert Hensley every Monday live at 3 p.m. Pacific with the Minuteman Report, also exploring what's happening unknown now, but soon to be revealed. The truth must be revealed. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for sharing. Until the next time, I will say sayonara.